Since the Howard government lost office in 2007, the term industrial relations has been virtually banished from the lexicon of the federal coalition. In that election, the coalition was defeated on the back of its unpopular Work Choices industrial relations policy. But the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, has named an industrial relations minister, and he's declared that he's not afraid to talk about the issue. So what does that all mean? Eliza Borello reports.
It's been 2 days since construction union leader John Setker decided to tweet a picture of his children holding a sign with an expletive directed at the building watchdog. But the Prime Minister, Scott Morrison, is helping ensure the episode stays in the headlines.
I noticed Bill Shorten yesterday said this was only about a tweet. I mean, if that was his condemnation of what John Setker said yesterday, he took to him with a feather, an absolute feather. This guy, Bill Shorten, can't stand up to John Setker. He's owned by John Setker. I'm not owned by John Setker or anybody.
Mr Morrison's gone as far as threatening to deregister John Setker's union, the CFMMEU, a move condemned as dangerous by the ACTU Secretary, Sally McManus.
Working people depend on their unions. To deregister them is basically to take away the right of, you know, working people to be a member of their appropriate union. And that's an extreme thing to do. And I am very concerned where any government would even consider that.
The government's also issuing a fresh appeal for Labor to back legislation aimed at disqualifying union officials who break the law. But the Shadow Employment and Workplace Relations Minister, Brendan O'Connor, says Labor won't be helping the government get it through.
No, of course not. It's an absurd bill that attacks working people's rights. And, of course, it's just consistent with this government's approach to industrial relations for 5 years. It started with the Royal Commission into the entire trade union movement, followed by a double dissolution election, which was all about introducing two regulatory bodies, one of which we know to be corrupt. And, of course, now we have a government trying to bring back a bill that it introduced almost a year ago, which has been clearly rejected by the Senate.
One of the cruxes of the bill is that union officials will be disqualified if they've broken the law. Is that not a fair principle? If you've broken the law, you're not a fit and proper person to lead a union.
Well, I think what it's fair to do is to consider, if we're going to look at comparisons between those people that might run companies and those that might be office holders of registered organisations, to see whether, in fact, there's any comparison about what's expected. Now, this bill goes much further in seeking to make it harder for officers of registered organisations compared with what is expected of directors of companies.
Union leader John Setker's tweet coincided with the Prime Minister Scott Morrison's decision to reintroduce industrial relations as a portfolio. In recent years, the ministry has been called workplace relations or employment. Innes Willocks is the chief executive of the Australian Industry Group. He hopes the move will lead to policy change.
We're hopeful that through the signalling that the government has sent by renaming the portfolio and reintroducing the term industrial relations, that the government will indeed look to push an industrial relations agenda forward. And we believe that would be very positive for productivity, and would send a very positive message to employers around the country.
But the ACTU Secretary, Sally McManus, says she doesn't think it will change much.
Oh, probably not. No matter what they call it, as far as the coalition is concerned, unfortunately, is that they just will do the bidding of big business. I wish it wasn't the case, but it seems to be that it will be. We want them to take action on insecure work and low wage growth. That's two biggest issues facing working people. And whether you call it workplace relations or industrial relations, it's the same thing. It's workers' rights.
If the trajectory of current polling continues and Labor is elected, Brendan O'Connor will oversee the nation's industrial relations policy. He says Labor remains committed to abolishing the building watchdog, the ABCC, as it did when it last turfed the coalition out of office. But Mr O'Connor says his broader aim will be to boost wages.
The first thing we'd seek to do, if we were to be elected, the Shorten Labor government would stop the decision, the effect of the decision, and return the rates of the penalty rates as they were of the 30th of June last year. That's the first thing we'd do. Secondly, we'd start looking to stamp out unfair practices like employing labour hire workers who stand next to direct employees who are being paid hundreds of dollars less a week. We would say if you do the same work in the same workplace, you should get the same pay. We'd start ensuring that casual was used appropriately.
The Australian Industry Group's Innes Willocks says penalty rates should continue to be set by an independent umpire and argues employers rely on flexibility in the system.
Casual employment rates have remained the same as they have now for the past two decades. It's about 20% of the workforce. That hasn't changed at all. I think there's a confusion here between casual and part-time employment.
Chief Executive of the Australian Industry Group, Innes Willocks, Eliza Borello with that report.